Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3,
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We've got a great show, and we are going to be talking about holiday season. Holiday season is upon us. You know, Thanksgiving and, you know, looming, and then Christmas. So, you know, we're going to talk about some immune system busters that we run into during the holidays and how you can avoid those. And also for the second part of the show, we're going to be talking with our vision expert, Natural Solutions for Vision Problems, John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group. He's going to be back with us for the second part of the show in just a little bit. And by the way, coming up, I can't believe it, coming up, yours truly, has booked an interview with Gary Null, PhD. Now, he's going to be joining us in December to discuss his new book called Reboot Your Brain. So there's a natural approach, he says, to fighting off memory loss, dementia, Alzheimer's, brain aging, as he calls it. So he's going to be joining us and discussing his new book in December. So he's going to be with us on the 5th. I'm so excited. And I got his book right here. It's a very nice book. So we're going to be diving into that and hopefully, you know, keep you out of the doctor's office. And of course, you know, in December, we've also got Dr. Carly coming back on the 17th, so she's going to have some neat stuff for us right before the Christmas break. So hope you can join us for all that great stuff. We also have a quack report. Of course we do. Big salute and Semper Fi before we get to that. And we're lifting up our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting up all of America, and I'm praying for righteous men and women to come out of the closet and just stand up and say no to tyranny, because that's what we have, folks. You know, when a president can just, you know, roll back a directive from Congress and say, you know, we're just going to make sure you can keep those health care plans without even going to Congress. What does that tell you? Yeah. King Obama. That's what we got. So we got to pray in God's help because, you know, it's his decision to help us, but it's our job to ask. Remember that phrase, you have not because you ask not? Well, you know, seek the Lord's face, hit the knees, and mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, what do we got here on the quacka? Well, the Germans are up to some things here. This is interesting. They have sometimes referred to genderless babies as intersex people, individuals who have, you know, those chromosomes or genitalia from both sexes. Or maybe they just have a characteristic that resembles both male and female. So for the first time, Germany is now opened up the category on birth certificates in Europe. So now Germany has officially become the first nation in the world to allow parents to register their babies as genderless or intermediate sex. Isn't that great? I see a problem looming. You know, I really do. Intersex people living in Germany represent about 1 out of every 2,000. And wonder how this is going to, you know, hit, you know, because right over in Germany, they define marriage as between one man and one woman. So civil unions or partnerships can be between same-sex people, according to their laws. So how will the intersex couples define all of that? Well, that's a problem they're just going to have to work out, huh? Moving along in the quack report, German scientists discover bacteria that makes ice, clouds, and even our rain. Yeah, scientists have discovered a species of bacteria they think plays a major role in producing our planetary climate, or, if you will, seeding the clouds to produce ice proteins. Scientists have known about this bacteria for decades. They call it the Pseudomonas syringae, and it produces proteins, they say, in the outer membrane. Somehow it enables water to freeze at higher than usual temperatures, and these proteins, they say, cause ice to form on plants, damaging the plant tissue, but allowing the bacteria to invade and feed on the plant. But when the bacteria dies, ice-forming proteins then re-enter the atmosphere and actually give us rain and form our clouds. So these bacteria, they say, travel on the wind all over the planet, where they cause agricultural plant growth. They also, they say, are found in ice in remote areas of even Antarctica. So special bacteria proteins, researchers are realizing that they could have other practical uses. For instance, they often will use these proteins as additives in commercial snow machines, and scientists really just don't have any idea how they work, though. One of God's little secrets. Moving along in the quack report, doctors routinely work while they're infected with influenza, cold and flu bugs. Did you know that? Yeah. New survey revealed numerous medical students and residents go to work at the hospitals when they have flu-like symptoms. They spread their contagious bacteria to their patients and everybody they come in contact with. This is a research that was led by Dr. Jenna, who was a senior resident at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. She found half of the 150 Illinois resident physicians said that they had gone to work while they were sick over the last year. One in six reported they went to work three or more times while they were sick. They say their excuses, their physicians in training, and they felt obligated to their colleagues and patients. Well, when they're sick, she also noted that they're less productive and more likely to make errors, and they can transmit their disease to everybody else. So last year, doctors who came to work sick, one doctor who came to work sick, they traced it back to him, and he was responsible for launching a small outbreak of norovirus at Massachusetts General Hospital. So several staff and student physicians wound up with diarrhea, vomiting, being sick, reduced the staff on the unit in half. And as a result, Massachusetts General implemented rules to keep healthcare workers from reporting to work if they are contagious. Here's the question, though. How are they going to enforce that? Last but not least in the quack report, bird flu strain, back in the news, it infects a human for the first time, they say. This is on the London AP, apparently a strain of bird flu scientists thought could not infect people, has shown up in a Taiwanese woman. Yep, two pharmaceutical companies have reported results from human tests of a possible vaccine against a different type of bird flu that's been spreading in China since last spring. But the woman from Taiwanese, 20-year-old, she was hospitalized last May. She had a lung infection. She got released, and one of her throat culture swabs came back with bird flu H6N1, which is kind of circulating in the chickens over there. Now, the patient, who was not identified, didn't work with chickens. She worked at a deli. She had no connection with live birds. Investigators couldn't really figure out how she got infected. And she visited her close relatives, and some of her family and friends developed the same flu-like symptoms she did, although they tested not positive for the strain of bird flu. Now, the research on this is published in the Journal of Lancet Respiratory Medicine. Now, the H5N1 bird flu strain first broke out in southern China in 1996. Now, other bird flu strains, including H7N9, first identified in China in last April, has also caused some concern. They think it's mutating and able to spread easily among people. So the question is, again, how are these viruses evolving into transferring from animals to humans and then creating a pandemic strain? Marian Kupanis, a virologist at the National Institute for Public Health and Environment in the Netherlands, says it is worrying scientists that they have no early warning signs or signals that such new bird flu strains are becoming a problem and infecting humans. Results on her research is published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Well, I'll tell you how it's doing it. There are scientists that are working at creating a genetic bridge to make sure that these can leap without an intermediate host from animals to humans and create a pandemic and be able to include that in your standard flu vaccine every year. How's that? Like that idea? Well, if you missed my show on that, you need to hit the archives. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about some immune system busters. We got the holidays coming. Oh, I'm not ready. I don't know. I just can't seem to get my act together for even Thanksgiving this year. I'm just like slow getting it together. Maybe you're like that. Christmas came early. I mean, before Easter. Well, no, not before Easter, but before Halloween. Went over to the hardware store and there's Christmas trees already. I just can't handle it. So, and during the season, people tend to get sick. So we're going to try to stopgate all that illness for you out there. Because this is the season when people, you know, they enjoy holiday feasts and everything that can be either good or bad for your immune system. So the Thanksgiving and the Christmas holidays offer us more sugar than any other time of the year, with the exception of Halloween. So if you compound the hectic holiday schedule with your increase in sugar, guess what? your immune system can be negatively affected. So if you wonder why people are essentially sick around the holidays or shortly thereafter, it is most likely because the largest source of holiday calories is coming from sugar. Now, Americans are consuming 180 pounds of sugar every year. So we're going to take a look at sugar and some other major things that can suppress your natural defenses against bacteria and viruses during the holidays and try to avoid them. First, I want to touch on, though, some of the, you know, common but major reasons your immune system becomes suppressed during the holidays. One is sleep. You know, the holidays keep us hopping. We're shopping, we're decorating, we're meal preparing, and we got parties to go to, we may be traveling to grandma's house, and we also got work and school also in there somewhere. So it's very easy to get run down and sick during Thanksgiving and Christmas. So the lack of sleep alone is a big problem for our immune system. So if you cut your sleep short to, let's say, 4 or 6 hours, and you do that for maybe 5 or 7 days in a row, well, there's a study out of the University of Chicago which suggested that this type of sleep deprivation will negatively affect the immune system by at least 50%. So it will suppress your immunity by 50%. So without enough sleep, your immune system cannot make adequate antibodies to fight off infections. Lack of sleep will also increase your stress hormones and encourage more inflammation. So during the holidays, if you secure 7 to 9 hours of sleep each night, you will increase your resistance to disease by 50 to 75%. So just remember that. Also on the list is exercise. You know, there's really no other time during the year except maybe summer vacation in which people start to kind of skip the daily exercise routine. So when you skip your routine, your regular routine, maybe a 30 or 60 minute regular exercise, you will suppress your immune system. So when you do regular exercise, your immune system is heightened. Now, one study noted that if Siberian ginseng is used in conjunction with your aerobic exercise workout, it helps the body to release more killer T cells to kill unwanted microbes and infections for 24 hours compared to exercise alone that releases only the T cells for about 2 hours. So regular exercise will also improve your sleep. So there's two right there. There's two for you. Get some regular sleep and get that exercise routine in there. Next on the list is your diet, because holiday diets contain a lot of sugar. Now, one candy bar will suppress your immune system for about 6 to 8 hours and will allow those cold and flu bugs to attack your cells. So if you can't resist the sugar plums and grandma's holiday cookies, then you should counter that with eating more fruits and vegetables with the beta carotene, the zinc, and the vitamin C. Now, if that fails, then you might want to use some immune-boosting herbs like your astragalus root, garlic, echinacea, and some ginseng. Now, you can also use some whole food organic vitamin food mixes like the body food mix that the folks at Apothecary Herbs make. So if you're not getting your regular fruits and vegetables, your vitamins, your minerals, your enzymes, then you can substitute with something like that. Now, also on the list is stress. You know, try not to overcommit yourself over the holidays. It's so easy, you know. People call you up and say, can you do this? Instead of accepting every party invite, try to slow down and reduce your stress hormones. Now, this doesn't mean you should isolate yourself and not participate in holiday events. So connect with your close friends, tell some jokes, laugh a little. People who have a good sense of humor have stronger immune systems because their stress levels tend to be lower. Therefore, if you have something to look forward to, you know, get together with good friends, it can elevate your immune system response. Now let's talk about that sugar, because, you know, there's this quote from Mark's Daily Apple Post that says, sugar acts like fertilizer for cancer cells. Ah, really? Well, let's check it out. You know, during the winter season, we consume more sugar, and it can put our immune system into what I call a sugar coma. Now, the immune system struggles to respond, and at most, it may initiate an inflammatory response. so you may not realize how much sugar you can consume at one holiday get-together. Now, let's say you arrive at a party, and maybe you start out with a beverage. You know, somebody asks you if you'd like something to drink, and they have soda, you know, okay, so you have some soda. Or maybe you have, you know, a soda with some alcohol in it, right? Maybe something like that. A little Jack Daniels in your Coke, I don't know. But the average soda contains about 20 teaspoons of sugar, or a third of a cup. So studies have shown that just 75 to 100 grams of sugar, that's 2.5 to 3.5 ounces of sugar, is enough to suppress your immune system. So you may, at the party, after you get your beverage, you may snack on some hors d'oeuvres that may be kind of on the carbohydrate area, and all that converts the sugar as well. Now, you may sit down for the entree meal, and maybe it's some honey-baked ham and some sweet potato casserole with the melted marshmallows on top. And what about the vegetable? Maybe it's green bean casserole with the fried onion rings on top. And a dinner roll here, maybe some wine with the meal, and a slice of pie or cake for dessert. Oof, before you know it, you've consumed more sugar than you normally do in a month. Wow. In one meal. In, what, 3 hours, you've eaten more sugar than you do in 30 days. It's great. So the weight gain is the least of your problems. So this can, all the sugar can negatively affect your liver, your heart, your pancreas. It can create that insulin resistance. It can increase bad cholesterol, and enough sugar can actually give cancer a foothold. So, and by the way, when you arrive at the holiday gathering and you have consumed that first beverage, let's say it's just plain up soda, right? No alcohol. Well, within 30 minutes, the immune system will be suppressed by 40 to 75% for 5 to 8 hours on just that one carbonated drink. So how does sugar do that? Well, there's a good question. How does sugar lower immune systems? Well, according to this 1973 study at Loma Linda University, the sugar and its negative effects, it has negative effects on the white blood cells. Those are the leukocytes. And the leukocytes are used to make responsive killer T cells known as macrophages, which go around in the bloodstream and search and destroy any infectious pathogens. So it appears that sugar can create a chain reaction of responses in your body in which the immune system may not know which response to address to first, right? So it's sort of like a flashbang to the body, and it temporarily blinds the immune system. And inflammation could be the immune system response then, and this would explain why some people with gout have a flare-up at the holidays. And what about the kids? You know, kids love candy canes and all the, you know, Santa Claus cookies and all that stuff. Well, if you've been on an airline and there are cranky kids on board, chances are they've had sugar. Children are adversely affected by processed sugar, and this makes them restless and irritable. Now, some children are super sensitive to sugar, and they can be affected more so. Their attention span could be shortened. It could sour their behavior and even impact their capacity to learn. According to Dr. Keith Connors, author of the book Feeding Your Brain, he says children are more sensitive to sugar than adults. So if you have a child with a sweet tooth, you could try using some Celtic sea salt during the holidays to try to deter their sugar cravings. And what about these flu shots, right? Well, I've said before that getting the flu shot often gives you the flu and starts the spread of flu to other people. Now, layer in the extra sugar during the holidays that suppress your immune system and the flu vaccine, which tends to bypass all the immune system blockades, which activate an immune system to manufacture antibody. Well, now you can see why people get sick. Now, in the 1970s, research by Dr. Linus Pauling demonstrated the devastating effect of sugar and your body's ability to defend itself from disease. You can check that out. It's online. So what do you do for the holidays if you don't want to be sick? So when you can actually tap into some nutrition and some medicinal herbs to help you skip the holiday sick days. So if you feel run down or you think a cold is coming on, you can use the synergistic effect of three herbal formulas to nip it in the bud. I like to use astragalus root, American ginseng, and the immune booster formula that the folks at Apothecary Herbs make. Now, for children, you can substitute the immune booster for the children's echinacea, or you can just look for the My Three Amigos product at the Apothecary Herbs. Now, they will be adding the children's version up there by tomorrow, so you'll see that added on the drop-down. So you can also bring some Celtic sea salt along to squelch the sweet tooth during the holidays. And if you don't eat enough, you know, fruits and vegetables, you can tap into the Body Foundation food mix that the folks at Apothecary Herbs make. It's a powder. You can just add it to juice or water and get the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids you're missing in your diet. So you can give them a call toll-free to inquire or to get a free product catalog. Their number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Now, if you live outside the United States, you can dial 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277. Now, their website has lots of information, of course, and you go there, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. They also have this special there that's on the homepage that orders over $100 will qualify for a free 1 ounce bottle of the calcium formula, which is worth $24.50. And orders over $150 will also get a free copy of the Power Herbs ebook emailed to their email address. So, and that offer is going to be good through the 24th of November. So you can take advantage of that, and you know, just empower yourself. Oh, I'm sorry, that's good through the 30th. I'm sorry, it's good through the rest of the November. My apologies there. So take advantage of that. The coupon code is on the website on the homepage, but it's CAL and the number 13 if you want to plug that into the shopping cart. You can also mention it if you want to call in an order or use it on your order form. So check that out as soon as you can. Get a free product and a free ebook. That'll be awesome. Get some great products, save money, get empowered. I love it. Also, when you're on the website, don't forget to check out under the newsletters tab. They have a couple of newsletters that go out, absolutely free subscriptions full of information and empowering health information for you. You can check out the American Survival that goes out on Tuesdays, or you can sign up for the Health Quest newsletter that goes out on Fridays. Now, they're both free, so you can sign up for both if you'd like. But the best thing is, I think, is not only will you get empowering information, but you also get discounts, special subscriber discounts for the products at Apothecary Herbs. So if you're thinking about organ cleansing or immune boosting, a lot of people do organ cleansing after the holidays. You know, it's kind of like a New Year's resolution. Let's purge out the old and bring in the new. Or if they just want to get through the cold and flu season without being sick, this is an opportune moment to get those products. They're quality, high-quality products, and save money at the same time. So if you'd like to learn more, you can give them a call. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or visit them on the web at thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. All right, I know we're going to be talking the next part of the show. We're going to be talking with John Monroe from Boulder, Colorado. He's been with us before. He's going to give us some solutions to vision problems, all natural, so stay with us.
Come down. You wanna live. pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we have a special guest, John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group out in Boulder, Colorado, joins us from time to time, and he likes to come and empower you folks on the self-help vision care that Dr. Banker developed over, I think it was 20 years, and they concentrate on lifestyle changes to bring you back into balance and some other things that are really neat in their natural self-help vision care kit, which I have, by the way. It's awesome stuff. So John Monroe from Boulder, Colorado, he joins us once again. Welcome to the show, John. I can't hear John. Do we still have John?
Yeah, hi.
Oh, hey, John, there you are. Okay, great. Okay, welcome to the show. How's the weather out there? You know, rain, you're not being flooded out, right?
No, it's been pretty nice. It was like 65 today and clear out, and now the flooding's gone, and Colorado's getting back to normal, so it just takes a little while.
Awesome. Great stuff. Well, listen, I tend to let folks know ahead, our subscribers to our newsletters, and obviously on broadcast, let people know that you're coming up to be a guest on the show, and we did get an email from a listener who has a question for you. They have a question about that Latisse product for growing the eyelashes. Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not. I didn't know they had something like that.
Yeah, it's a drug that you have to get from your eye doctor, writes a prescription, and then you have to
take it orally?
No, it's something that you apply externally, but you only get a month's supply at a time.
Right.
And it was a drug that was originally developed to treat glaucoma, and they just happened to notice that people that were using it, their eyelashes grew and did much better. So then they kind of changed the name and decided to market it as those people have trouble growing their eyelashes. I would have asked you if there was long-term health risk to using it. Of course, there is. You can research any of these drugs online. You can type in the drug name and then side effects, and
right.
You can get the side effects for this. I think one of the problems is with this particular drug, John, is if you get it on any area other than your eyelashes, it will grow hair. So let's say your hand slips or the applicator
slips. Put it on your scalp.
Yeah, you got it on your scalp or the side of your nose.
Yeah.
And you're going to grow hair there.
Could use it.
Yeah.
Well, I know that the drops they use for glaucoma, different drops they have, they'll lower your pressure from the glaucoma, but over using them over time, they can cause cataracts to develop in the lens from using those drops.
Okay, so the drops for glaucoma can open up a risk of cataracts for you.
Right. And if they can make hair grow, they must have something in there that's, not that good for you, I would say.
Yeah. Well, I encourage our listener, Mr. Lap Tace, to
right.
investigate that. Okay. So
his eyelashes probably look fine. You know, he should just leave them the way they are.
Well, since we're on the topic of glaucoma, what are some of the things that we typically do that would encourage that to develop?
Well, the way I was taught on the glaucoma, it's caused by people wearing reading glasses and trifocals and bifocals and the other lenses, the progressive lenses, things like that. Because when you use the glasses, they paralyze the muscle inside the eye. It's around the lens. It's called the ciliary body. And it's a sphincter muscle. It's kind of like a rubber band, and it goes around your lens. And when you look at something up close to read it or look at the computer screen, the brain sends a signal to that muscle and it tightens up around the lens. And as it tightens up around the lens, it squeezes it and the lens kind of gets thicker. It bulges out. And it's kind of like tying a loop around a balloon. If you tighten that loop up, the balloon would get thicker, it would expand, elongate.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the muscle tightens and loosens and makes the lens thicker and thinner so you can focus on things. And when that muscle tightens up, it actually pulls on the Schlemm's canal, and that's a drain around the iris, the color part of the eye. All the way around it is the Schlemm's canal, and that lets fluid out of your eye. So the fluid comes through the pupil into the cornea area, and then it drains out of this canal into the white part of the eye. It's all meshy in the sclera, and that's the white part of the eye. So that fluid kind of drains off into the white part of your eye. And when that drain doesn't work properly, the eye starts filling up with fluid. And if it fills up with too much fluid and the pressure inside the eye gets too high, it's like a balloon filling up with water. You know, it gets bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So your eye can swell up, and the pressure inside of it can damage the optic nerve where it's coming into your eye from the brain, and that's called optic nerve damage. And when that happens, you actually can lose your eyesight.
Well, here's a question from our engineer, Frank, who's with us on the show. He's a magical engineer, by the way, best in the business.
Right.
He says this, how much can dehydration affect one's eyesight?
Oh, yeah, it's a big problem. See, the inner part of the eye, you have the retina. Imagine a tube in a tire. So you got the retina. It's like the center lining of the eye. And it's kind of like an onion. It has different layers to it. And it's about the thickness of tissue paper. And the retina's clear. You can see right through it. It's clear as glass. And but on top of the retina, there's a thin coating of jelly. And it's called vitreous gel. And it's kind of like Vaseline. And then the rest of the eye is full of aqueous humor. It's like egg white. So when you drink a lot of alcohol, you smoke cigarettes a lot, the chemicals in the cigarettes, a lot of sugar, a lot of exposure to sunlight, there's things that can, you know, cause the body to be dehydrated and can also dehydrate the eyes. So, you know how you drink, you go out and have some drinks, the next day you get up and you're real thirsty?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're dehydrated from the alcohol. But the eyes are real sensitive to that stuff, the inside of the eye. So
how can you rehydrate all that other than
well,
not drinking?
You need
alcohol.
To drink a lot of fluids. You know, throughout the day, you should drink water when you're awake. You know, about every hour, you should have some fluid. You know, water, juice, something,
mm-hmm.
and keep hydrated. And then, if you're drinking a lot of alcohol and smoking a lot of cigarettes, you want to cut that out. You know, and then sugar. You don't eat a lot of sugar all at once. You get big sugar spikes. So that's not good for the small blood vessels and the retina and the eye. So also being emotionally upset and angry and, you know, not getting enough sleep, stress, that can cut down blood flow to the eye. You know, the little blood vessels tighten up.
Hey, and we're coming up to the holidays there, John, and people will be putting their whole bodies into sugar comas with all the Christmas
Santa Claus
stuff.
Santa Claus is coming.
Yep.
The bag of goodies. You
got
to watch what you eat. I mean, you know, then you got all the leftovers, but you can, you know, freeze a lot of that. But really, you got to watch what you're eating and just watch the sugar levels and stuff and everything else.
Well, let me ask you this question. A lot of people are experiencing dry eye out there. And
a lot of that's from computer usage.
Okay.
And also, people that work under fluorescent lights all day, fluorescent lighting, those lights put out radiation and glare, like a computer screen or, you know, TV set too. And that can cause the red blood cells in your body to stick together, blood cell clumping or, you know, blood cell aggregation. And also it can, you know, it's hard on the eyes, the fluorescent lighting.
Okay, so a lot of closed computer work and a lot of fluorescent light and sunlight, very bad.
Yeah, also out in the sun during the day, and then, you know, things in the air, you know, exhaust fumes, other fumes that are in the air, dust in the air, that can also cause dry, sticky eyes, you know, when you're out running around. But there are things you can do for that.
And anybody out there working underneath, like, ceiling fans, that'll dry out.
Right. Like a breeze. I was in a pizza place the other day, and we just getting a slice of pizza, and we were sitting there, and this fan just kept blowing on me. It was up in the ceiling, and you can feel it. You know, it can cause your eyes to dry out. So if you're around fans a lot or maybe in air conditioning a lot, that could be a cause of it too. Plus alcohol, cigarettes can contribute to dry eye. I was told it's the stomach meridian has a blockage in it.
Okay.
You know,
how do you fix that?
Well, you work on that meridian, try to open up the blockage, but The stomach meridian runs up through the body, up the neck, and into the eyes, is what Dr. Banker told me. She thought was a big cause of the dry eye.
Well, so, we've got a couple of questions for you from the chat room here. One is, does an herb, like a circulatory herb like cayenne, improve eyesight blood flow to the vision? Yeah.
Anything that increases blood circulation, the retina is the inner lining of the eye, and the blood vessels that come to the retina are the size of a human hair. And they're very small, fine blood vessels, the same in your kidney, your brain. You know, they have very fine blood vessels, and they have small capillaries and microcapillaries. So anything you can do to open up the blood vessels, clean them out, get your blood, you know, circulating better is great. Peppermint tea is real good for it to help open up the blood vessels. Ginkgo biloba. There's other herbs you can take. Hawthorn's real good. Another one that's good is that astaxanthin, and it's in the creel oil. And, you know, refining that creel oil cleans out the blood vessels it helps the actual tissue of the blood vessel to improve. You know, it brings nutrition to it. So it helps the cells of the blood vessels.
So you're saying krills, C-R-I-L-L.
Yeah, that's a real good thing we're seeing. And it's 50 times percent more potent than fish oil, and you absorb it a lot better. And if you're going to take fish oil, you want to take emulsified fish oil. Your body absorbs it better.
Okay. Another question in the chat room for you is, how can you naturally relieve the pressure in your eye?
Well, depending on what type of glaucoma you have, there's different types. There's open angle, closed angle, narrow angle, pigmentary glaucoma, other types of problems with the drain in the eye. But we've seen people doing the eye exercises to improve presbyopia. That can help the problem. And then some dietary changes, your environment, you know, different things like that. But it's something you have to work at, but you can also improve your reading vision, and we've seen the pressure come down, because when you start exercising the muscle around the lens in the eye, and it's tightening and moving, and it starts pulling on the drain again, it can get that tissue, you know, more flexible and working in the drain, and the fluid can start draining out of the eye better.
Now, you told me once, John, you know, you can actually test to see if you got too much pressure in the eye, and you could just take your finger and kind of touch the white part of your eye in the corner of your eye and see if it gives or bounces back, just like if you were touching to see if a cake was done, if it springs back. If it's really hard and it doesn't spring back, you got too much pressure, right?
But if you have pain in your eye, if it's hurting or you feel nauseous, it can be for too much eye pressure. If you touch one eye and it's bigger than the other one and it feels harder and more swollen, then the pressure is probably up some, and you should go have your pressure checked by an ophthalmologist.
And there's a lot of controversy about what's acceptable eye pressure. What's your opinion on that?
Well, between 10 and 15 is normal. Some people can have a pressure of 18, and it's, you know, it doesn't bother them. It's always at 18. But most people 10 to 15 is a good pressure. 15 to 20 is kind of so-so, but anything over 20 and higher can start damaging the optic nerve. So some people, their pressure can get up to 30 and 40. It gets really high. And if the pressure gets too high, the eye can actually, you know, burst open.
Wow. So what? Let's say you're getting a little over that 20 pressure mark. What are some of the symptoms you may experience?
Well, your eye could be just a sore pain to it, or sometimes it could be 20 and you might not notice it. It just depends. And if one eye, if you just take your first finger and touch it right below the eyebrow, where it ends over here by the eyelid, you just touch your finger there and see if the eye, you know, if you can press it in a little bit like a balloon with air in it, or if it's real hard, you know, and if it feels bigger than the other eye. But the best thing to do is at least once a year go have your eyes examined and let them check your pressure.
Right.
That's what's important about it is those pressure tests, because the pressure can go up to 20 and some people might not even notice it.
Okay, very good. So, now, you do travel around. Let's tell folks you do workshops. And you educate folks on improving their vision, and a lot of them, it's a one-day workshop, and a lot of them improve their vision during the workshop, right?
Right. We do them in different cities. We have them listed on our workshops or listed on our website. You just go in there and click on the seminar button on the homepage. And we have one coming up like in Long Island, New York City, Connecticut. We have one coming up in New Jersey, and we have one coming up in San Francisco and San Antonio, Texas. So we have some different areas we're doing these workshops. But we can do them in any city if someone had enough, you know, we get enough people, we can do one. And it's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on a Saturday. And we do it at a hotel where they have meeting rooms. And we go through the whole self-help vision care kit that Dr. Banker developed and teach people how to use it. We bring all our herbal products and Chinese herbs and supplements and things with us so they can see those, and a lot of times they can get them right there from us, and teach them how to do this and how to improve their sight, and they get to spend 8 hours with us. And, you know, we charge a fee for it, and it's not that expensive. And people at the workshop have started seeing better right there, you know. And it,
right.
I looked pretty foolish standing there with 30 people standing there, and it didn't work.
Yes, you so would. Well, and,
they're always very surprised, and uh-huh. they find it very fascinating once they finish.
Well, it
the
is.
Course.
I mean, I truly believe, you know, there's a way to regenerate and strengthen the system so it can, you know, heal itself. So you're out there showing people how to do that, which I think is yeah. I applaud you. So
a lot of people. Go ahead.
I just wanted to give out your website, so if people wanted to go check your workshop schedule, it is drbanker.com. That's drbanker, BANKER.com. And also, if you needed to call John at his office, his number is 303-494-4532. That's 303-494-4532. Now, he is on Colorado time, so just wherever you are, if you're calling him, just remember he's on Colorado time. So mountain time. So let's say folks can't travel for whatever reasons, can't make the workshop. Well, what other options do they have?
Well, people can order the kit and use it at home. I mean, it's designed where you don't even have to go anywhere. You can do everything at home. If you need glasses, when you're reducing your prescription, there's websites you can go to and get glasses for nearsightedness for like $20, $30, and they just mail them to you in the mail. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole program to it. And you can get the kit and work with it at home. It's for all ages. Parents get them, and they learn how to use it and show their kids how to do it. So we've had four-year-old kids all the way up to people in their 90s work with these kits. And it's a whole education on the eyes and how to take care of them in there.
Absolutely. And I've used a lot of those websites to order glasses as I reduce my nearsightedness.
Right.
And iBuyDirect is one of them. They have a year's warranty on their glasses,
right.
which
They're
is great.
Great.
It's really great. Yeah. Well, okay, so let me ask you this, John. Some people have, issues of, glaucoma and cataracts. You know, they shouldn't wait too long to address these issues. What would be an indicator that they're waiting too long to address it, where it's going to be more difficult for them to reverse?
Well, your vision starts getting worse.
Yeah,
you can't
other
see
than
it
that.
Good. You know, you're getting blurrier vision. You can have visual field loss. Your eye might not, with cataracts, as they get bigger and more developed, your eye feels like it has sand in it. You get cloudy vision. Like you're looking through clouds, and
mm-hmm.
Glaucoma, you can have pain in the eye, swollen eye, and if you start losing some of your visual field, then it's putting pressure on the optic nerve, and that's not good. And then another big problem that people have are detached retinas, and that's one to really watch out for, because when you have a detached retina or a retinal tear, you only have like 10 days to have it repaired, or after that, if they repair it, it's probably not, your sight's not going to come back very good. So you have up to like 10 days to go in and have it surgically repaired. It's really about, the best way to deal with it, because it's such a short time you have to try and reverse the problem.
I wonder how Obamacare is going to impact all that.
Oh, they'll still cover it, but if you don't have insurance, you know, and you have a detached retina, that's not going to be good.
Well, if you're self-insured, I think you'll get in time, don't you?
Well, they'll have to take you in and help you, because if you go in with a detached retina, you're going to be in surgery by the next day. And the surgery's improved a lot over the years, and if you just do what they tell you while they're doing it, it's not that bad. But, you know, if you ever notice, like, a black part in your visual field that looks just like black, could be a half the field's turned black, or it looks like a whole little section of your visual field is black and blurry, and you know, the light's on, but it seems dark in the room. Mm-hmm. You're definitely having a detached retina, and you need to go see an ophthalmologist right away, because if you wait too long, you'll go blind from it.
Wow. Awesome stuff to know, I tell you. Well, I love your kit, and I should let listeners know that it does an excellent job of helping each and every one of us that use your kit to understand why we're having vision problems. And
right.
I think that's one of the real important things to helping yourself get over or reverse a problem, is to understand what's causing it and get at the cause of the problem. So
right.
You do a really good job in the kit there. Dr. Banker's kit describes why you've got nearsightedness and why you've got farsightedness, and it's the muscles in the eye.
Yeah, and what to do about it. There's anatomy drawings in there of the,
sure.
the muscles and the parts of the eyes. And it's an education on your eyes, too. Anybody can take this and learn how to do it, and then they can go around and help people see better.
And you even have a section also in the back of some do's and don'ts of, as far as dietary and things will help, supplementation, which is awesome to have as well as a resource. So very well worth the price of the product, which is very reasonable in my opinion. So
you get eye charts with it too, to check your vision, just like a doctor would use in the clinic. You know, you get a big eye chart to check your distance vision, and you get a near vision card for checking your reading vision. You hold it 14 inches in front of you, and you can check your reading vision.
Well, I should say you've been helping me reverse my vision. I was -4, nearsighted. I'm -2, and working every day on that. It's a work in progress, but it's a goal.
And you don't have the reading glasses.
I got out of my reading glasses almost immediately within 6 weeks, thanks to you.
Yeah,
so
I've had people get rid of their glasses in a week that have very weak prescriptions.
Sure.
And how's your cataract doing?
Well, so far, you know, that was just a little yellowing on the lens, according to the doctor, and I'm going back after I finish this round of therapy that you recommended that I do, and we'll have that checked again as well as everything else. So probably in a month or so, I'll be doing that.
All right, we'll see how that looks.
Yeah,
that's
right.
You know, we use a lot of different Chinese herbal medicines and herbal supplements and vitamins,
but you have a reputable source, which is important. You know, if you have a reputable source where you can get those type of imported herbs, that's the big thing.
Well, the thing about them is, if you go buy them at certain places, like little shops and Chinese herb places, you're supposed to be an MD to buy these things. But if you get them, they could be counterfeit. They don't have the right ingredients or the proper ingredients. So, you know, people are calling me, well, my box has a blue label and yours is red. And I said, well, that's a counterfeit.
Okay. Well,
so you got to know where you're getting these things.
Let me give your contact information out, because we're running out of time. It's drbanker.com is the website, drbanker.com. And you can reach John Monroe in Boulder, Colorado at 303-494-4532, 303-494-4532, if you want to get a kit or sign up for the workshop. So we're out of time, John. Thank you so much. We'll talk with you later, okay?
All right. Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh boy, I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.